Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today we're continuing with our world tour of my art experiences. Next we're off to Colombia, where, on our epic 388-day journey through South and Central America, we had many fascinating experiences. There was a Colombian artist by the name of Fernando Botero. He was renowned for creating oversized art forms, both painting and sculpture. We were in the city of Medellin, and in the downtown pedestrianized area of the city were some of these giant sculptures on display. They were of people and of animals and just scattered around this area. Anyone going up to have a look at them was able to feel them. Some you were even able to climb onto. So you really got a sense of how huge these sculptures were and how oversized he made all the features of the people and the animals. Later, when we got to Bogota, we went to one of the art galleries there and his paintings were on display. Having been able to touch and feel his sculptures made his paintings so much more vivid for me when I had them described to me, whether it was the huge people he had painted, or even something as simple as a giant bowl with oversized bananas in it. I remember we were standing looking at that banana painting, and Annie started, just as a joke, to tell me about what was the artist thinking at the time. Well, after she'd been talking for a little while, we noticed a few people were actually listening to us. We did everything we could not to fall about laughing as a result of that. We also visited the Museo de Oro in Bogota, which is the Museum of Gold. It's astounding to think that they hold over 55,000 pieces of gold and other materials. We could not touch anything, but just to be able to visit such a museum and to have some of the incredible pieces of gold described to me, it was quite something. My final art experiences I want to talk about are on a recent trip to Italy and Slovenia. I decided for the first time ever to write to the tourist board of Venice to find out what facilities are available to blind and visually impaired people. They were amazing. They sent me an email with a list of all the museums and galleries that were free for me to enter, not just for me, but for me and a companion. They also told me not to stand in queues, just to go straight to the entrance. Well, we decided to listen to them. We went off to the Doge's Palace, went straight up to the entrance, bypassing the queue, and they did exactly that. They opened up the barriers to make it easy for us to walk in and welcomed us into the museum. What a special experience that was. Later, when we went off to do the tour of the Jewish ghetto, the same thing happened. They just welcomed us in and gave us tickets so that we could enjoy the tour and the history. Next, we went off to the city of Trieste. We were actually looking for somewhere where we could use a bathroom, and we came across a small gallery that was holding an exhibition of photos of the Amazon jungle and some of the tribal people who live in the jungle. They were so happy to see me with my white cane. Not only were there photos, but the photographer had asked an artist to create copper plates of these photos and then to print tactile versions of them. Now, having somebody describe a photo to me and then being able to feel a tactile version of it was quite something. There was one in particular of one of the local chiefs with his huge headdress, and I was able to feel where those feathers were and how they were sitting on his head. Really something so special and totally unplanned, unknown about, and something that was done just for someone like me. Quite an experience. From there we headed off to Slovenia, where we visited Lake Bled and Ljubljana. We went off to Bled Castle, overlooking the lake. And again, we were welcomed in and given access to the audio guide and able to walk around everywhere within the castle. In Ljubljana, we went into the Museum of Modern Art and saw some incredible paintings there, again, without charge, And one of the ladies who worked there was clearly an expert in her field and spent a bit of time talking to us and explaining one of the particular exhibitions on display. It is so worthwhile just going and trying to experience some art, whether you're a fan of paintings of a particular kind or sculptures or perhaps architecture. It's always so worth going to museums and galleries because you just never know what you're going to come across. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.